along with my usual sidekick, the man always riding shotgun, scoping everything out to make sure anybody trying to jack us for our Dana Danes as we go through the hood. The Elixir of Love himself, Sir K. Dizzle Esquire.
Hey, 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 welcome everybody. Welcome to the show. As usual, we got an eye opener and an ear bunner for you. What's up, Big T? How you doing?
And, you know, blessed to be alive, blessed to be hearing your voice, brother, as we come through every Sunday and our little therapy session to the world and ourselves as
yes,
we
yes.
come on here and talk. This week's show, Are We Truly Free? At what point are we going to awake from this slumber? What have we truly given up or let slip away from a nation as a race?
Hey man, just because you're full of Easter candy, you don't have to just pass that and not throw it out there to people. Happy Easter, everybody! I want to send it out there to all our listeners. You know, I know he didn't have his Easter egg and he ain't thinking about nobody else across the world, but it's all good. Happy Easter,
Can I ask a question, my beloved partner?
Absolutely.
Suppose. I don't participate in Eastern. I'm of another religion, sir. You've just offended me.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, maybe we should have did a disclaimer first. And if you're offended, don't eat no prime rib or no ham or no spam or none of that other stuff today either. How's that?
Okay, you cleaned that up very well, sir.
Thank you.
So, as we get the show rolling, I want to start off with a quote from a member of my clan, Mr. Tupac Shakur. He said, I wonder what hell got because I done suffered so much. I was observing a poll on MSNBC today and yesterday. They were polling different races in America about the question, does racism still exist? Overwhelmingly, most white people think racism no longer exists because Obama is president. Black people, on the other hand, overwhelmingly said, yes, racism is still alive and prevalent. Now, going back to the historical election of Mr. Obama to the presidency, that was a historic moment in time, but nonetheless, that still did not advance the movement of equality in this country. Now, equality, when we normally throw that word out, comes down to racial issues, which are still very much alive and prevalent and relevant to our everyday existence in this world. But it's really the haves and the have-nots. That's what it is truly about in this country now, the haves and the have-nots. Last week I discussed a nation of separation, and once again, every week I like to say this like a broken record. Ladies and gentlemen, we here at Can a Player Play are truly humbled by the thousands of you that are flocking to our session. We're humbled and deeply appreciative of y'all taking time today to download the show and y'all coming. And we love y'all for that. Ain't that right, KD?
That's absolutely correct, Amongo. We definitely appreciate all our listeners because without you, we couldn't be. Without you, what we have to do, without you, we wouldn't have no pedestal or no foundation.
There you go. So today we're discussing, are we truly free? We're going to discuss it from a race standpoint, but we're also going to discuss it from a financial standpoint, and we're also going to discuss it just from a standpoint as a country. Have we become a nation of cameras and Big Brother watching, or a nation that has let so much of our civil liberties slide away that we don't know if we're coming or going? We're becoming an Orwellian society right now, like one of those crazy shows Orson Welles used to do that messed up with people's mind when he told them the aliens coming and everybody was running out of their house. But Mr. Welles had a point of what is possible if we are not mentally to think for ourselves and not trying to assimilate. First of all, we're going to start the show from a racial standpoint. There are some who say, by Mr. Obama getting elected, we took a step forward into the 21st century by a man of African or black descent becoming president.
I'll be the first to disagree with that one.
There you go, and I'm going to let you disagree because I knew you were going to jump on that grenade. And then there are those who say, Mr. Obama becoming the president don't mean a hill of beans towards the progress of the black race in particular. Already done launched himself on that grenade, so go ahead, K. Diddy.
That's the same one. That's the same thing because anybody can pay any attention, anybody got an inkling of common sense, first of all, realize that there's no way possible for Obama to undo anything that was left to him to do on his plate from the Bush administration. That's first of all. Second of all, if the minorities were set up by feeding the whole thing they were given a black president, what difference does it make if he's black, blue, green, or red, if he's put into a position where he's not going to be able to do anything anyway? That was thought out before the election. Second of all, that's a good way to shut down the minorities by saying, look, you had a black president and he didn't do nothing for you. Huh. Oh, every other president we had of another nationality, another race, always, forever and a day, have always made it possible for them and theirs. But now the thing is going to be said, well, you had a black president and he didn't do nothing for you. So guess what? Now they can't even say that. But if you think about the psychology behind it, he was never put in a position to do anything. He was always put in a position as a scapegoat so they could say, y'all had a black president, he didn't even help his own. And in fact, he's not, and won't, and can't. So now what? Are we still going to go along with that? Or are we going to really make some changes, people? You got to ask yourself that one. That's my take on that, PT.
K. Diddy done off a barrage of grenades. He didn't do one, two, or three. He was just tossing them. Are you out of ammunition, sir? You good?
No, I got some more, man, because I'm still tripping on the silly people. They still walking around in the daylight with blinders on. Wake up, people. It ain't no damn gas shortage. The only gas you got is from not eating enough beans. Come on,
all
people.
Right.
Why are we playing all these old high-ass prices for gas just to fill somebody else's pocket? And even you heard from the president, there ain't even no gas, Charlotte. So what the hell y'all doing? I don't know.
Now, we're going to touch on that because that's, matter of fact, screw it. That's how this show operates. We digress all the time, but it ties into what we're saying. Let us discuss high gas prices. And when I say this a lot.
Tell me the first minority company that has a hand or a pulse on the influx or the importation of gas or oil in this country. And if you don't tell me you don't know no black people that got that, I'm going to say it's racist.
And there may be a measure of truth to that statement. Now, the high price of gas is set by commodity traders who play the game of speculation and purchasing commodities. It has nothing to do. Oil production has not fallen off. They want to say, well, it's the insecurity in Iran and Iraq and all that. All that is wonderful. Saudi Arabia is pumping out oil at record levels, oil reserves here. We still have Venezuela and Nigeria and all these other wonderful countries that are still pushing out about millions of barrels of oil on a daily basis. This is purely a matter of corporate greed. It is purely a matter, I said it a few years ago when they went in front of Congress. Let me be real specific, went in front of Congress and gave this big speech about commitment to rebuilding the Gulf. And Congress was like, well, give us $20 billion or whatever the crazy figure that they said. And everybody was jumping up like, that's what we're talking about. No, silly little beavers. They willingly gave up whatever amount of money that they gave up because they knew they would make it back in a very short period of time by doing exactly what is occurring right now, because BP is one of the world's premier oil and gas companies.
Does BP stand for black people?
No, BP does not stand for black people.
Oh.
Whole learned one on the other end of the phone.
Oh, I was just asking, not for me, because I know what it stood for. I just want you to clarify that for other listeners, my brother.
You understand? And I told people then, of course they willingly gave up billions of dollars. That was like nothing to them. It was like pennies in a bucket full of quarters for them. And yes, it has done some, and it was supposed to do some good for the destruction that they caused down there on the Gulf Coast. But nonetheless, dollars and cents will never atone for the ecological that was done that is going to take years to reveal. And now they're finding some traces of it because there's oil that has settled on the bottom of the ocean that is killing off species of fish, killing off coral reefs for miles.
Got
we'll
shrimp
get into
tasting
that.
Like Chevron.
Yes, shrimp tasting like Chevron. So, please. KD, are you okay today?
Oh,
you all right,
fine.
My brother?
I'm fine, brother. Because, you know, listen, I'm all for dumping on them, man, because I know they screwing up, and I want people to wake the hell up, man.
So, that is at the basis of this. There is a certain OPEC sets the trend for the rest of the world. A lot of you are all of the impression that governments run countries. No, corporations run countries now because they have become so ingrained and so embedded into the very fiber of the fabric of most countries. That's who really runs the world. And this is not no conspiracy theory talking. This is just the stark reality of this life that we live. Corporations run the world. And you must understand this. And I think the neighborhood just went up. But I want to make sure I verify, because I think gentrification is about to happen. Hold on. 111, welcome to the show.
That's right. I'm buying up all the houses in the neighborhood.
just long as you don't put colors only sign out front.
Shit, no, I got a house left over for you, Diddy. You can come in. I'll even let you buy the house at less than double of what it was before.
Less than double what it was before.
That's right.
What?
Ladies yep. and gentlemen, please welcome Joe from Montana to the show.
Hello, everybody.
Yay,
unless
yay,
you're...
yay, yay.
That better not be 702.
No, it's not. Now, Joe, right. I know, are you just tuning in or are you ready to start launching your grenades too, sir?
Oh, I just got here, but I'm ready. The grenades are loaded. What are we going to bomb today?
Well, we had started off the discussion about are we truly free, but then, as is true of kind of player, we've strayed off into corporations and governments and stuff of that nature. And we were also discussing that the appointment of President Obama was not any kind of step forward into the 21st century. It was just somebody being elected out of the good old boy club to play his position. What do you say, old Joe from Montana?
Oh, yeah, I got to agree with you. People say he's a puppet. I say he's probably a puppet because I like to go by evidence. And there's no evidence that he's somebody's puppet. But if you take into consideration the history of the world and the possibility that there's an Illuminati, you've got to say that this guy is somebody's puppet, because every time you take a look at the president, any president, to find out who he is and what he's going to do, all you have to do is take a look at his advisors. And this guy's advisors.
Go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the Clinton White House again, my dear friend.
Hmm?
That is the Clinton White House.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Over again.
The Clinton Bush, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Look at the advisors around and it tells you exactly who he is, and not only that, if they're not from the Clinton-Bush era, they're from the good old boys club out of Chi-Town, as we refer to the Chicago connections that he has surrounded himself with.
Y'all some deep brothers, man. Shit, all I had to do was look at the fact that when I backed out of my driveway, I went next door, I was out of gas.
Is it what? Is it $20 a gallon where you live, Teddy?
No, it's so close to $5. You better not sneeze.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Gas was $1.89 when Obama took office. And by the way, Tony, before I forget, remember you and I were talking about Limbaugh last week?
Yes, sir.
I took a look at the transcript, and you were absolutely right. He did say that. He wasn't talking about 15 million Americans, let's say 30 million Americans, 15 million of which wanted insurance and 15 million didn't want insurance. He's talking about 15 million uninsured Americans who do not want to be insured. Now,
yes.
How the hell does he know that of the 15, 100% of them don't want to be insured?
And what really rubbed me the wrong way, and Joe, I love when people verify, because when I speak about things, I try to, you know, I have a general knowledge of what I talk about, and I'm not a conspiracy buff. I do believe in conspiracies and theories of that nature, but you got to, I listened. That's why I told you I wanted to give Mr. Limbaugh a chance. So I listened to the show, and I know what he heard, and that's why when you said it, I was like, if he was using it in the context that you said,
mm-hmm.
it would have made sense, because I know when we present everybody, when we're painting pictures, we always want our side of the story. But in my heart of hearts, I did not think he was painting it in that context. I knew he was saying that only people in America without health insurance are people who don't want it and are young
yeah.
and wealthy. Are you crazy? What planet
I know.
Are you living on?
That is about the stupidest thing that he's probably said. Well, he says a number of stupid things, but, I mean, this is probably one of the most obvious stupid things that he's said in a while. And if you want to take a look at anything Limbaugh says, you can always go to his website, and there's always a transcript right after the show. So I went to the March 29th transcript. I did a little hunting around to find out about the insurance, and it was the March 29th transcript that came up, and bing. There it was.
That's what I was telling you. And sometimes I wonder, as we have these, and once again, the show for everybody just tuning in, you got to understand, can a player play? We have so many things to discuss in such limited time that we normally just stray off into the left lane, but we're still talking about subject matter that still affects us all. If you're wondering what we're talking about, last week I passed a comment that I took the time to give Mr. Limbaugh a chance, and I tuned into his show and listened to him. And I was listening to some of the crap and the propaganda that was being fueled out of his camp. And one of the statements that caught me off guard about Obamacare, which I have issues with Obamacare, I do. Any document that's 2,700 pages long has shit in there that they don't want me and you to know, because they know we ain't. Now, I know that Obamacare is not designed for the health and wealth and benefit of the masses. It is designed for corporations because politicians owe corporations benefits. Insurance companies are not going to lose money. Yeah, we're all going to get insurance, but that is going to send insurance profits up. Trust me, they will find a way. Even if the onset, the first 12 to 24 months, they turn a loss, they are going to find a way to turn a profit. But Mr. Limbaugh informed his millions of audience out there that, oh, anybody in America that doesn't have health insurance doesn't want it, and are wealthy and young. And I'm like, who? Not the neck of the woods I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
So where is he getting these statistics from? And people are gobbling up these fear-monger garbage and making a living. And he was talking about being detached from reality, how politicians are detached from reality. And I'm thinking, oh, Mr. Limbaugh, when you leave the radio station and step into your Phantom and drive to your mansion, who are you really fooling about being detached from reality? Which most of us are, going back to what Kay Diddy said. It all ties into this gumbo
mm-hmm.
of being detached from reality, where there are people who say racism does exist or racism doesn't exist. And in my younger days, when I would hear people talk about racism and stuff, I would become upset because I've lived it. And then I had to realize that most people have never truly experienced it. So, of course, if you grew up in a wonderful neighborhood where everybody was okay, you would say racism doesn't exist. Racism is still alive and prevalent and relevant, as with the case in Tulsa, Oklahoma, of the young man who just went and shot up a black neighborhood. It is alive it as well. As it become more hidden, of course, they've done a better job of masking it. But the bigger issue, and there are bigger issues than racism, and this would upset some of my good black folks who need a podium to stand on. Yes, there are bigger issues than racism. The haves and the have-nots are what we have become. So racism has gone beyond just a limited boundary now. It has spread out. When you have a damn wealthy man coming on the TV talking about women's contraception, how can that be a political issue? Women should just put aspirins between their legs and squeeze it. What damn cave have you fallen out of?
Mm-hmm.
Come on national and international TV, and these are the type of idiots that are setting policies for this country. Or if they're not setting it, they have direct access to the people who are setting the policies of this country. Mr. Rick Santorum. But I'll get back to that. I'm going to come down off my pulpit for a moment. I see a few more people have joined us. Welcome to Can a Player Play. We're glad to have you. We just launching grenades today. KDD flat out just called some of y'all idiots, but, you know, he tried to be politically correct.
What are you doing always taking my my place, Diddy?
Well, I mean, I just call spade a spade. I mean, what can
I say? Jesus, it's my job to call people idiots. I'm the one who's getting the controversy on the show.
And Joe is here, as always, launching his grenades. And I'm asking the question today, are we truly free? Now, I'm going to discuss it from a libertarian set point of view, which would be Mr. Joe from Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, are we truly free, my brother?
Of course not. Everything that we do is not only monitored, but controlled by the federal government. The air that we breathe has to be controlled by the EPA, or should I say it's not controlled by the EPA.
Daylight saving time. What time is it? Oh, it's daylight saving time. Change the clock.
Yep, that's government control. How about the police? Forget about Trayvon Martin. How about as soon as you walk out? The police, whether you're white or black or Asian, they're always going to be on your ass for one reason or another. Try to get in trouble with, don't try to get in trouble, but in case you ever get in trouble with the cops for whatever particular reason, sometimes they're friendly, sometimes they're not. Probably depends upon a good day. So there's law enforcement, there's the EPA. What else? Let me see, education? Yeah. How about that? How about the media? How about the freaking government spends billion dollars last year. Obama spent $955 billion, almost a trillion, on advertising. You know, those little advertisements that say, be all that you should be, that entice you to come and join the Marines so that you can shoot people over 6,000 miles away, that's government controlled. Everything, how about women? How about men? How about the choice in women? Without the laws being that the way they are, you would have a freer choice about the woman that you can choose to be with, because if you made a mistake, you wouldn't have to pay the price through the pro-female courts, taking money out of your pocket without even being a so-called deadbeat dad to pay for a woman's comfort. Think I'm lying? Do your research. There is a famous case now where a doctor was effing another doctor, male doctor, female doctor. He comes in her mouth. She takes the jism home and puts it inside herself. This was about 2 to 3 years ago, and the ruling came down about 3 or 4 months ago, where she got pregnant, she has the kid, and the father, who made it known to her he'd never wanted kids, has to pay child support. The court says as soon as he ejaculates, that the jism of his is no longer his. Can you believe that? Look it up. So,
I didn't hear about that case, but I heard about the one where the young lady, going to flush the condom, she kept the condom and used the semen, and she became pregnant, and he took her to court about that.
No,
I don't remember if he lost.
Yeah?
I think there's another story to something to that effect that came down the pipeline. We're talking about our freedoms today, ladies and gentlemen, things we've taken for granted and things we've just let slip away from us. One of the reasons, you know, that I feel, and I want to make sure I say something about Trayvon Martin, that situation is bigger than Mr. Martin. What it has done is exposed the underbelly of this great nation, which is something that, you know, America doesn't like her skirt getting hiked up to show the world the underside of the great beast. That situation screams of whatever you want it to scream of. It screams of somebody asking another human being, what are you doing here? That's not your blasted concern. It screams of asking many questions. If that were a man of a different ethnicity that had shot another man, that let's say he's white, would it have taken this long? This is a 17-year-old child, but we're going to move on to the greater scope of what we're discussing. Are we being led around by our friggin' nose and being forced into assimilation, or are we truly free-thinking individuals? I have two gentlemen on the panel here who think, well, most of y'all are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still...
It is so sad, but true.
Mm-hmm.
I am more centrist with my opinions, whereas I you know, K. Diddy taught this to me. If because I had never thought about it till he said it, and I must give him credit. He said, if ignorance is all I know, my actions are going to speak volumes of ignorance, because I know only ignorance. And that is where I stand centrist in my opinions, that if I don't know any better, how can I do better? Now, there are cases where some people don't know any better and have gone forward to do great things because they have made themselves. But if ignorance is what I know, I shall be blissfully ignorant, thinking, hey, there was a time when the entire world thought the friggin' world was flat. Can you imagine that? Somebody looked out on the horizon and said, don't go out there, because if you do, you're going to fall off the planet. And millions of people believe that shit. Why? Because they were blissfully ignorant. And that is true of where we're at in this day and age. Most people no longer want to think for themselves, so they tune into these stations and these radio stations, and everybody's offering their opinions just like I am. And we choose to believe what we want to believe. You know, I don't believe every white man is out to get me. I don't. Because that is not the case. Are there some? Oh, yes. But sometimes I have to be more concerned about my own brothers. Which one of them are really out to get my ass is the question. So, are we truly free? People in the chat room, you can chime in at any time. I see all of y'all in there. We ain't got nothing but love for you. We're going to take a quick little commercial break, and I'm going to return with Joe from Montana, K. Diddy Esquire, your boy Pretty Tony, and the whole playerology movement. And don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Yay, yay.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can a player play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit. Remember that. My childhood years was spent worrying my peers in the cemetery. Here's a message to the newborns, waiting to breathe. If you believe and you can achieve, just look at me against all odds. So life is hard, we carry on. Living in the projects, broke with no lights on. To all the seeds that follow me, protect your essence. Born with less, but you still precious. Just smell for me now. Start slowly upon phrases I rush, and I can walk you through the days of the dust. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a nigga who was strong in the game? Overlooking his tomorrows, and it finally came. Look back on Java, some reason I'm still feeling. Turning circles in my ninth grade, dealing cocaine. Too many houses in my local life, vibes are strange. And a man without a focus like driving insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed. But when I focus on reality, we broken and tamed. Had a dream of living wealthy and making it big. Over football, told the cook raw and taking it dig. And after all, my mama thanking God for blessing the child. All my mama got to do now is connect and smile. Smile.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. Your boy, Pretty Tony, back. Can a player plays in the building. Joe from Montana, rolling as always, launching grenades, starting controversy.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. K. Diddy, Esquire, the elixir of love.
Elixir of love, absolutely, boy.
Not today. He looks like he's launching grenades before I got here.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet, I see you. We appreciate you stopping by. And she said, don't give up your freedom. You're here to bring an aspect of something. She's still typing. But I see you, sweet. One love, sweetheart. We appreciate you coming through. But we're talking about, are we truly free? So there's so many things that place shackles upon our minds and our souls and our very essence, you know. Sweet. Stay free within you and you can make a difference. That is the absolute truth. Wow. That's exactly where this conversation was headed, because you have got to free yourself. Bob Marley said it best, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. You got to start seeking things. You can't get caught up in everyday materialistic things, because there are things far greater than us going on. There are things that you're not paying attention to, laws that are being written. Actions that are being taken or undertaken in the name of public safety, or, you know, the safety of the nation. But let's be realistic. The few that are in power really have no interest in the welfare of the many.
Mm-hmm.
They show it every day. They just released some big report the other day about multimillionaire lobbyists and the influence they have upon public policy in American life, and it just shocked the hell out of me.
Where did you read that, Tony?
Say that again?
Where did you read that? Because I like to read that, because that's something I'm interested in. I missed that.
MSNBC is where I watched it. They were having like a list, I think, of it's MSNBC.
MSNBC? Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those places, because I consume so much, sometimes I forget where I get things. Because I take in information in massive amounts. Hold on, we got somebody else that wants to chime in here. 111, welcome to the show.
Hotep, how are you all, Kings?
We're doing well, my brother. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
And I'm honored to be amongst the force of energy of light. You know, when you talk about free, you know, you have to instantly understand it's freedom. Freedom. To think that you're free, you're freedom. Dumb. You know, we are not free. There are physical, spiritual, psychical, and psychological attacks that are constantly being bombarded on our energy fields. We are not free when we don't know our inner self and our inner truth. We are not free when we think. The false self thinks and the real self knows. The majority of the people think. 99% of the population are non-independent thinkers, and only 1% of the population are dependent thinkers. Now, if these are the statistics that they're putting out there, then what are they really? You have massive people put asleep. They're using different kinds of strategical attacks. They're using media attacks. And the media attacks, they play the audio philosophy. The audio philosophy get their attention, their desire, their interest, and will make them act. And then they break it down with Birch and Arbitron readings of how much water you use, how much toilet paper you use. They know everything about the consumers. So they're keeping them in this, like I always say, the third eye can't visualize when the two eyes are hypnotized, tranquilized, and mesmerized. And they have different demographic groups for each individual generation to follow under. They have some hypnotized, some tranquilized, and some mesmerized. Now, when you open your eyes, it's from closing the physical eyes and going within. But they got us so programmed, brainwashed, hypnotized, tranquilized, and mesmerized, we don't see the validity in truly getting autonomy. See, autonomy is far suppresses freedom. Autonomy is the true expansion of your life and energy in the all of all. This is being able to go in and out of multi-dimensions and trans-dimensions. Transcendental ability, psychic ability, having full mastery of all of those, the four basics, spiritual, psychological, physical, and psychical. They have parasites, worms in our body. They are altering our genetic structure through the waters, the liquids that they have us constantly drinking and eating. They are bombarding the brain waves with thinking and never thought. The false self thinks and the real self knows. But most people are thinking, and that's why you can say 99% of the population are non-independent thinkers. Running around here thinking, we got it going on and we found something. True and greatest book that you'll ever read, a profound truth, profound wisdom, and root knowledge is your heart, yourself. Look into yourself. Look into your heart.
And we appreciate that input, my brother. That's why I gave you the floor for a moment to put that out there, because I'm a firm believer in going within yourself to think and figure some things out. Most of us never truly take a moment out of our lives just to pause and so we can gather the thoughts that we've been programmed from birth. You know, sometimes we're all saying things differently, but if you examine what we're saying, you know, it's basically the same thing, because you might not even see the similarity with some of the stuff Joe comes on here and says with what this young man just said. But there are similarities, you know what I mean? A long time ago, I remember one of the first things Joe ever came on here and said was, we've been programmed since birth. Ain't that right, Joe?
He just said a few minutes ago, and in his way, the same thing I said early on in the show, that 99% of the people still got blinders on and it's all daylight outside.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but
they're not
seeing. K. Diddy, can I ask you a question, brother?
Yes, sir.
Why couldn't you have been politically? How you and Joe got to refer to people as idiots?
Because they are.
Sometimes, listen. First of all, sometimes you have to communicate to those in the language that they used to be communicated in. You know, if you say it in other ways, it may go over their head. And we don't care if it shocks you into reality. All we want you to do is hear and ponder what we're saying. You don't even have to agree. You could even agree to disagree. You'd be a fool to, but you can. That's your choice. Hello.
Hello.
That's right.
Okay, we got an amen, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah. heard it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're examining freedom, not only from a racial standpoint, but from a general standpoint of life. We're examining the freedom that we think we've been afforded, but have we truly been afforded these freedoms? We are bombarded with so much. That's why a lot of us are confused. We don't understand what exactly is going on, and we walking out into the friggin' jungle, and we don't know the rules of the jungle. And there are rules and regulations to surviving in the jungle, and most of us are not aware, so we cannot adhere to them. And that's what we're examining today. That's the message we're trying to get out on Can I Play a Play today. We're trying to put these thoughts out there amongst the many thoughts, even the music, something that means so much to me. Speaking of music, I want to make sure I pause here and say today's show is brought to you by www.worldmovement.com. They are the sponsors of the show, and we thank World Movement so much for being the sponsor and keeping the show going, our little therapy session with the world. Because this is therapy, ladies and gentlemen. This is therapy not only for you, but this is therapy for me.
And definitely therapy for me. What else could I tell you guys? To wake the hell up all at one time.
There you go. And there is some truth in that. We have been asleep at the wheel for far too long. We have been asleep at the wheel for far too long, and the damn car is bound to have an accident if the driver don't friggin' wake up, or at least the passengers in the friggin' car say something and do something.
Come out of the field. Come out of the house. Seek balance. And if you seek balance, actually a little wisdom might creep in, and then you can start seeing what's really going down.
And I'm going to get away from all that for one moment, and I'm going to to y'all on the left, you can understand. That's why.
Wait a minute, hold up. Joe, did you hear what he just did to us?
What?
I heard what he did to you.
Oh, okay, well, let me check if what he did to me. No, wait. What do you mean, tell them on a level that they'll understand?
Can I explain? My learning partner, can I explain? This ties into what you're saying, sir.
Okay. Well,
when great men,
hold on. Okay.
Can I clarify?
Thank you. Yes. Go ahead.
When great men such as yourself say great things, it goes above the heads of the masses, sir. So we have to come down here to Simpleton Village where I dwell, so I can communicate the message, oh great one.
Okay, I'll accept that. Joe don't have to have none of that. I'll take all of that, okay?
Yeah, I didn't accept the blame. I can't accept the credit now, see?
That's right. Okay. my esteemed colleague, please continue.
Oh, Lord, now everything's okay. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Joe, I am now his esteemed colleague.
I know.
I would be remiss in my duties if I didn't give credit what credit's due.
Oh, here we go. Oh, Jesus, put on the galoshes now.
I'm one of those guys that turn on the light and look at myself in the mirror every day.
I know you turn on the light and look at yourself in the mirror, and I respect your honesty. Yes, sir. A little bit of narcissism hurts nobody when it gets out of control, sir.
Yes.
Now.
Oh, yeah. That's so nice. Isn't that nice, Diddy? Before he was like, wait a minute there, Tony. Wait a minute. Oh, please go ahead, esteemed colleague. Yeah.
Oh, boy, I tell you what.
All right, you'll get your turn in a minute, Joe. Just hold your horses.
Flattery will get you everywhere in this life. Now, as we discuss even relationships, let's break this down to a relationship level. Even in every relationship that we have with each other on a personal level, it is quite obvious that men and women are not on two completely separate wavelengths. Has it been this way since the beginning of time? Yes, but it has systematically gotten worse. Is there some conspiracy behind it? Is there some reason that this wedge has been put between? Because, you know, we were supposed to be fruitful and multiply. But if there's this wedge between us, we cannot function as a unit. And so if this unit function, it produces more dysfunction. And so the have continue to get more, and the have-nots continue to get very little because we are too busy destroying each other. And that is the only thing that I wanted to say. Everything we're talking about, some of you ought to be able to relate to when we talk about corporate stuff and spiritual stuff and stuff of that nature. Everybody can relate to something on a relationship level, which is what we talk about in kind of play a lot. A relationship should be a measure of unification. But instead, it is like a battleground, a battlefield now between us. And this dysfunction rolls over into general, which means the masses cannot rise up and say, yo, we done caught wind of what the F going on over there, and we ain't have shit no more. You
okay.
Understand?
The nation, separation nation.
That's right. Separation or separation nation. You can take it from the top and break it all the way down to an individual basis, and you will see the cycle of dysfunction that is being encouraged all day long. Back to, and I'm going to switch gears again, because once again, a lot of you out there, when y'all hear the word player, one of the things wrote in the book Playerology and Players Set the Game Up is a player is a thinker. Being a player has nothing to do with how much coochie you can get. Being a player means you're adept at playing the game of life. You understand us? So keep up with us. I know we're changing gears fast on you, but that's cool. That's how the mind operates. It's come down to the freedom for us to even think so we can bond. And if we can't bond, we can't unify anything. And in separation comes chaos. And chaos comes the inability for us to function in a fully functional situation. Top it off, that all off with our humanity being removed from us because we're so addicted to the internet and computers, where I just found out this week, and I'm not calling no names, I was speaking to this young lady, and she's like, oh, I've been dating a guy for a few months now, and I'm like, bringing you joy? Yeah, but we haven't spent a lot of time, because right now we dating on Facebook, right? What?
How do you date?
How the hell do you date on Facebook?
You can't get no STDs.
Look at your ignorant ass. Okay, I'm knocking you off the STD pedestal now with that damn ignorance over there.
Hey,
of course,
they
can't get no
they
STDs. Practice,
they practice safe sex, man. I was just pointing that out.
That is a definition of safe sex. Fine, K. Diddy. I will give that to you. Now, hold on. We got somebody else trying to chime in. Let's see what they got to say. Welcome to the show.
Oh, that's 702. I can tell by the baby in the background.
I was just calling to wish you guys a happy Easter.
Was I right or was I right?
Happy Easter to you and yours.
Yeah, happy Easter.
That's all
right.
I wasn't expecting you.
It is greatly appreciated. No, you're hello? Hello? Okay.
She left?
I guess so.
Oh.
We didn't cut you off.
We didn't cut you off.
Please call back so we can cut you off. Okay.
today's Easter, man. She was calling to share her Easter.
Oh, come
Easter
on, please. You
like
weren't
that.
Here.
She probably had an Easter hunt last in her backyard today or something, man.
We're rolling right along here in Canada Player Play. Your boy, Pretty Tony, Joe from Montana, K. Diddy, excuse me, Sir K. Diddy Esquire, the Elixir of Love.
No, you didn't say the love part, the Elixir of Love, man. Why you didn't think I didn't want to be Love Tonic? I wanted to be able to seep into the soul. That's why I say Elixir of Love.
Okay, Team Amazing. Team Amazing in the chat room, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have you. We're discussing freedom, man. The freedoms we take for granted, the freedoms we have but we really don't have, and what exactly is the freedom. That's what we're here talking about today.
Well, you and Diddy and the caller were talking about it. free and sweet too. I can't imagine my giving sweet any credit, but okay. It's about freeing oneself from the prison of one's mind, waking up to the truth, and although which dovetails into your book, Tony, because your book is about authenticity, and in order for one to be authentic, one has to look inside oneself to relieve oneself of the hypnotic messages that one follows, the false hypnotic messages, in order to really be oneself and see the world as it is, as Diddy was talking about.
Absolutely. And that is one of the most difficult things to do, is to be able to see, observe the world for what it is, because you get a cold dose of true reality, and it can be overwhelming at times.
Oh, brother, can it? Ooh.
Say that again, brother?
I said, oh, can it? Jesus,
oh, absolutely.
Oh my God!
Absolutely.
Man.
Because what it does is when it first comes on, it is going against everything that has already been installed in you. So you kind of feel uncomfortable with it, and you're like, nah.
Right.
Nah, maybe this is some bullshit going on here. But at the same time, once you open yourself up more and more to it, you're like, yo, and it changes you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've always been a what if kind of guy. You know, I've always been one of those guys that just didn't go for just everything. It's always been a question mark. There's always been that what if. You know, people have a tendency to just like we've been talking about. They basically follow us.
Mm-hmm.
They're not leaders. This country is not full of leaders. It's full of followers. If you ever leave out of the United States, you take a back look at it and look at it a whole different way.
Well,
absolutely.
I was similar to Diddy. I didn't have I asked questions, but I never really pursued them, and I was confused about a lot of things for a good portion of my life, but it was a good thing because most people, in order to end the confusion, will take what they are taught is to be reality, and they will shape that reality to fit that preconceived notion which they were taught to accept. I wasn't, so I was confused. And it took me a while. When I found the answers to my confusion and things started to put themselves together, then I realized that, you know what, hey, Joe, you're not quite as much in the dark as you think you are. You know?
There you go. Wow. We have been going on, and Joe made a suggestion last week, and I'm going to leave it up to the listening audience. I want you to email Lamont@worldmovement or prettytonylg@gmail.com. Joe made a suggestion last week that we expand the show to 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let the audience decide. Just Lamont@worldmovement.com, prettytonylg@gmail.com. Let us know. Or hit me up on Twitter, @SelassieSon, SelassieSon. Let us know if we should expand the show to 90 minutes, because we do beyond expound and expand upon the human condition and all the things that we're going through. And sometimes the show does end too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, Joe from Montana, Sir K. Diddy Esquire, the elixir of love, and your boy Pretty Tony, we're here for you every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The chat room already said, expand the show.
All right. Good. Good. We know.
So there's a vote already. Let us know. You know, join the Playerology movement. Just type in the word Playerology. Find out about your boy, Pretty Tony. Join us next week. We're going to do the part two to this show, because there's so much more to get into.
So
as always, it's a world movement thing. Holla at us, man.
Peace.
All right, everybody. Peace out.
Yeah. This is not Malcolm X. Fidel Castro. You know, Idi Amin. Don't take nothing from no one. You know why?
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.